Hi, I'm Jessica, and when I'm not drinking all the coffee, watching Razorback sports, or hanging out with my family of boys, it's my passion to help elementary music teachers just like you find your unique teaching style. My goal with this podcast is to share helpful tips, strategies, and to give you the motivation you need to gain momentum in your teaching so you can continue being the music teacher rock star you already are. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. Today is episode 80, and this is a rundown of all the podcast episodes from 2019. Yes, you heard me right. I'm going to do a quick synopsis of every podcast episode from January of 2019 all the way through December. So, you might be new to the podcast, and if you are, then welcome. I'm so glad to have you here, and you may have been a listener for a while, but if you're anything like me, life gets busy, and it's, you know, you kind of like, oh, I'll go back and listen to that, and then you forget. So, everybody has different needs and different things you're wanting to learn and different ways you're wanting to grow as a teacher. And so I'm going to do a quick run through of the episodes so you can listen to what you need to listen to, if that makes sense. I would love for you to listen to every episode, but if you haven't gotten the chance to, then pick out like a few that stand out to you and listen to those. When I'm recording my podcast episodes, and actually let me back up, when I'm planning the podcast episodes I want to record, whether it's with a guest or solo episodes, I intentionally plan a variety of topics, intentionally plan to have guests on intermingled with solo episodes. So there's a variety of topics that you may not be able to relate to something, but you may be able to relate to something else, if that makes sense. I feel like I've said if that makes sense a couple times now, because that's my catchphrase. Anyways, so speaking of 2020, it's right around the corner, and I read online somewhere, and I can't remember where, because, you know, social media. Anyways, Barbara Walters, if you're not familiar with the show 2020, she always said, this is 2020. And so someone said she needs to be at the New York ball drop to say this is 2020. And I agree. We need to like vote that in somehow. That was a totally random, you know, bunny trail, which I like to do. But I just felt like I needed to throw that in there real quick. First of all, I want to say that if you listen to episode 30, it gives you a rundown of my top five podcast episodes from 2018. So that is the first thing I want to say. That was actually recorded in January, but that episode was all about 2018 podcast episodes. Okay, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. I'm just going to go all the way back to January of 2019, and we'll just go from there. Okay, so episode 31 was called How to Get Back into the Swing of Things After Break, which is completely relevant for the new year coming up this year. As you know, as a teacher, taking a break is very necessary and very important, and you've probably done a lot of relaxing. You probably have also done a lot of running around and a lot of, you know, combination of both. But whatever the case, even though you love your students, you love what you do, getting back into the swing of things of going back to school and getting right back into teaching after having a full 2 weeks off or whatever it is where you live is kind of tricky. And it's kind of hard to sometimes motivate yourself to go back. So episode 31 is all about that, how to get back into the swing of things after break. Episode 32 is how to celebrate Black History Month in the music room. I've been asked this question a lot, especially because I did teach in an inner city school, and Black History Month is a big deal everywhere. But at my school especially, I did a lot of Black History programs, incorporated a lot of Black History activities and songs and poetry, speech pieces that we added instruments to. And so that episode will really help with how to celebrate Black History Month, because a lot of the activities out there are for the general classroom, but I wanted to record an episode that gives you ideas for bringing Black History Month into the music room as well. So on top of that, episode 33 goes right into how to apply the words of Martin Luther King to your teaching. This honestly was an episode I loved recording because basically he has a lot of good words, right? He has a lot of good quotes, and he is just amazing. You know, he was an amazing man. And so how to apply his words to your teaching, I really went into detail about how to do that and why it's important. So that is what episode 33 is all about. Episode 34 is simple yet effective ways to plan and implement programs. Now, I know by now a lot of you do holiday programs, so that was already, you know, in the past, or Thanksgiving programs, or a lot of your programs are in the fall, but you may have programs coming up in the spring or even towards the end of the school year. A lot of you do kindergarten, fifth grade, or sixth grade promotions. You know, you have to do music for that. And so whether you've already had programs this year or not, this episode will really help you. And there's a blog post that goes right along with it that is in the show notes for that episode. But how to really plan and implement a program. And so if you've kind of been stuck on that, or you're like, am I doing this right? How exactly do I put on a program? Then that episode is for you. Episode 35, forming a sense of community in your classroom with a Valentine's Day activity. Now, it's important to form a sense of community in your classroom all the time. And there's other episodes about that. But this one is specifically for Valentine's Day. And it's, you know, expressing to your students that it's not just about love and the mushy-gushy kind of love, and but also about just teamwork and friendship. And so this activity I included is it's like a rhythm cakewalk. You know, I'm using air quotes for cakewalk, but with heart. But there's another activity in there where if your students have the heart, they can, you know, having conversations and things. So make sure you listen to that episode for Valentine's Day if you're looking for a Valentine's Day activity. Episode 36, and I wrote a blog post about this too. I'm a music teacher. What's your superpower? Some of these podcast episodes in the show notes include blog posts that I've written before as well that you can read. To go right along with the podcast episode. But this one is all about, there's a t-shirt actually that I've seen going around that says this. And so I thought, why not record a podcast episode about it, where you may have hard days as a music teacher, but you also get to change students' lives every day by being a music teacher. And this also, this episode will help you express to others when they ask you, you know, why is teaching music so important to you? Well, this gives you kind of words to say to them if you kind of have a hard time finding the words to express to others why music, you know, is so important. And so, and it's your superpower, and this episode explains why. Episode 37, how to celebrate Mardi Gras in the music room. This is just a fun one because I love thinking of those holidays that are a little more uncommon or not as popular. You know, and so Mardi Gras is definitely one of those, and this gives you an activity to do with that. Episode 38, four ways to deal with music teacher burnout. Okay, we just talked about this time of year right now in December, you might be feeling the burnout. Maybe not so much right now because you're just finishing a break, but you know that going into the rest of the school year, burnout can start happening. Maybe you're already at that point. And so this gives you four ways to really deal with that burnout that is definitely real and definitely something that is normal to feel. And this episode explains to you how to really get through those feelings, how to process them so you don't stay stuck there. Episode 39 is an interview with the amazing Elisa Jansen Jones, and she talks a lot about mentorship for the elementary music teacher. And I love this episode because it's ideas that you probably have never thought of. We all know when we think of a mentor, we just think of a mentor teacher. And my story is my mentor teacher was a third grade teacher. She was amazing. I loved her. I loved her friendship. I loved her as a teacher. She didn't know anything about music. So this episode really gives ideas. We have a great conversation about how you can really get mentorship as a music teacher. And it's some of the ideas are kind of out of the box, and they're amazing ideas. Even, you know, simple things like getting mentorship from the teacher next door or the teacher down the hallway. So you need to definitely listen to that episode if you're feeling like you need some mentorship in your teaching life. Episode 40 was about how to advocate for music education and music in our schools month. So important. Oh my gosh. First of all, I think it's amazing that there is a music in our schools month, because So many schools don't have music programs. So many schools are having their music programs cut. So I think bringing awareness to others in the community about the importance of music and why it's important is so important. So this is how to advocate. You know, I'm not talking about just like marching around and advocating for music, but ways you can really educate others about music education and how it's important in your school and in the community. Episode 41, why you shouldn't lose the musician side of who you are. What I'm talking about is when you become a music teacher, you sometimes just stop, not for anyone's fault, just because you're busy, you stop being a musician. So this episode really dives into, for example, I am a classically trained pianist. And so I think it's so important to keep playing your instrument or singing, whether it's just for fun, whether it's in a community band, whether it is at your church, whether it is, you know, whatever it might be, that you don't lose the musician side of who you are as a music teacher. And on the flip side of that, episode 42 goes into how to bring your musicianship into your classroom. So a lot of your students obviously know you like music because you're the music teacher, but maybe they don't know a lot about you as a musician. Maybe they're not aware of you playing an instrument so much. Maybe they don't know you're in a band. Maybe they don't know that you know how to write music. Maybe they're not aware that you've sang in a choir, whatever it might be. This episode 42 gives you ideas for bringing musicianship into your classroom. And then episode 43 is all about testing week and what to do during state testing week in your music classroom. How many of you have been told, keep it quiet in here, it's too loud, the kids can't concentrate, do quiet activities, and you're like, well, I mean, I gotta still teach music to my kiddos. So this episode goes into detail about what exactly to do in music class during state testing week. Episode 44 is an interview with Stacy Garapi. She talks about teaching music with a limited budget and pursuing a graduate degree while being a music teacher. I love this episode because we talk a lot about her experience and also my experience with not really having a budget and how are you supposed to teach music in your classroom when you don't have a budget, when you're not really you don't have any resources, you don't have money to buy things you need for your classroom, and how you can still effectively teach music in your classroom. Episode 45, ways to use keyboards in your music classroom. Now, this episode wasn't recorded just because I'm a piano player. My experience was kind of ironically, this classroom I walked into that hadn't had music for 7 years had a pile of keyboards just on the shelf that hadn't been used for years, and I was determined to use them in my music classroom because why not? There was a lot of them sitting there. So maybe this is your experience. You have keyboards, you're not quite sure what to do with them, or maybe you are at one of those schools that has, I've met many teachers that have piano keyboard labs in your school. So maybe you're not really quite sure what to do with them. And so this episode goes into that, ways you can use them in an elementary music setting. Episode 46, dealing with stress and anxiety in your teaching and home life. So this goes back to that feeling of overwhelm. This goes into a little more detail about balancing your teaching and home life and how to deal with the stress and what to do about that, how to take care of yourself and why it's so important. And then episode 47 is an episode with Aaron Elliott about how to use the ORF Schoolwork approach. And I love this because talking to different teachers, a lot of times you're not really quite sure if you're anything like I was. When you go into teaching music, especially right out of college, you're sort of aware of the different music methods. You take a quick elementary music methods crash course, but it just kind of scratches the surface. So you're not really quite aware of what the method, different teaching methods are and how exactly to use them. And so I love having teachers come on who are really knowledgeable about the different teaching approaches and share with you exactly what that teaching approach is, but also how exactly they go about using it in their classroom. And Aaron does a great job breaking that down in this episode. Episode 48, maybe you've been asked to put on an end of the year talent show and you're not quite sure how to do it. This goes step by step exactly how to put on an end of the year talent show. And it's a short, sweet, and to the point episode too. Episode 49, how to prepare your music classroom for summer. Now, I know you're just getting right back into school in January is right around the corner, but how to prepare your music classroom for summer is something that you're going to need to think about in a few months. And so this just kind of explains every school is different, your expectations of you and how to prepare your classroom for summer, and some ideas here and how to organize your things, making sure you label your stuff, what to do with all the things in your room. Episode 50 is an episode with Kristen Poulier about music literacy, and I love this episode because she really has some amazing ideas for having your kids read music, not just by the typical rhythm reading that we all do, but really having them understand note values and why it matters, and breaking down simple ways to have your kiddos read music using manipulatives. Episode 51, how to deal with the "it must be nice to get summers off" statement. Now, this is something as a music teacher, if you have not heard yet, then I'm doing some ear clapping right now for you, because I, not just music teachers, but teachers in general, at one point in your teaching career, will hear this statement. Just because people aren't aware, I think they're not sure exactly what you do, and they're not even aware that in the summertime you are busy. You're going to professional development. You are still doing teaching job. You know, you're probably doing a part-time job too, but you're also doing a lot of planning in the summer as well for your classroom. But on top of that, yeah, you also get a break because you deserve it, and because they don't understand how many hours you truly are putting in during the school year. So that episode's for you if you've heard that statement before. Episode 52, music teaching resources. How do you choose what to use? There's so much out there. There really is. And there's new resources coming out every single year, which is awesome, honestly. It's a great thing to have new resources available to use in your classroom to teach with, but it can also get overwhelming. So how in the world do you choose what to use? This episode breaks that down for you. Episode 53 is with the amazing Jane Marsilio, and she talks about routines and classroom management. And it's not in a way that you've probably ever heard it put before. She gives some awesome strategies for really using routines with your kiddos and why it's important and how it really changed her teaching once she started doing this. So you need to listen to that episode. You'll get some amazing tips and tricks to use with your kids. Episode 54, a few of my favorite elementary music teaching resources. So that goes back to talking about what resources to use. Well, this one breaks down a few of my teaching resources and why I enjoy using them. Some of my favorite teaching resources are probably out of date by now, and some of them, they're still like, I feel like gold. But this, just because they're my favorite teaching resources and I say that in this episode, doesn't mean they need to be yours. But I get asked this all the time. What do you like to teach with? What are your favorite teaching resources? So I recorded a whole episode about that. Episode 55, 10 of the best patriotic songs for elementary music students. There are so many patriotic songs for elementary music students. And so in this episode, I share some of the most common ones, the ones that you're probably really familiar with, and then a few that maybe you've never heard before or that aren't as common that are really great to use with elementary music students. Episode 56 is with the amazing David Rao, and he shares about ORF, centers, puppets, and books. When I knew I wanted to have him on the podcast, I had to pick his brain about all those things, because if you've connected with David anywhere on social media or by listening to his podcast or anything like that, he talks about all these things. And so he really does a great job breaking down how to use all of that in the music room. Episode 57, starting the school year off with success. Now, this is an episode that's from July, and so it's kind of going into the school year. And so how do you start the school year off with success after summertime? So this episode is all about that. Episode 58, work-home-life balance tips. Yeah, this is something that's huge for me. I talk about this all the time. I feel like you can be passionate about both. Whether you're listening to this and you're a parent, maybe you are not a parent yet, but you are still struggling with balancing everything that needs to get done at home and everything that needs to get done at work. This episode really does a great job of breaking that down for you. And then episode 59 talks about why 3 elementary music teachers joined the Harmony membership, which doors are opening to again very soon. And so this episode really, this is just from their heart. This is just me asking them why they decided to join the membership site and how it benefits them. So if you're interested in joining Harmony, this episode really will help explain, give you feedback from other teachers about that. Episode 60, Composing with Technology and Pitched Percussion Ensembles with Justin Griffith. Love this episode. He does amazing things in his music classroom and is really one of those teachers that thinks outside of the box and kind of does things his way, which I love. So this really will help you with thinking of doing things a different way when it comes to technology and pitched percussion ensembles. If you've been interested in doing one of those, this will help you. Episode 61, how to build relationships with your students as the music teacher. This is something that's tricky because when you see every kiddo in the whole school, it's hard to form relationships with them at times. But this episode really gives some great strategies and ideas for how to build relationships with your students. Episode 62 is teaching music in a large Title I school with Audrey Jones. Love her heart for teaching. She does a great job with her students and loves these kids like they're her own. And so she has over 700 students in a Title I school, so doesn't get funding and very much money to buy what she needs. But this episode really breaks down both of those things, how to teach music to a lot of students and also in a Title I school. Episode 63, setting up your music classroom. Whether you're going back to school in the summertime, or whether you're going back to school, maybe like you're like I am, and my first teaching job was in January. This episode really breaks down, and there's a blog post that goes with it too, about how to set up your music classroom. Episode 64 is how to marketing and technology advice for music teachers with Megan Kuhar. Now, she is a professor that helps music educators in college, so music education majors, but also music teachers, with how to market your, whether you have a side gig, teacher pay teacher store, whether you are just wanting to grow on social media. She really helps with that, but also shares technology advice for how to implement technology in your music room too. Episode 65, 10 things music teachers really think during staff meetings. I wanted to record this episode because I just feel like it's something that we've all thought before in staff meetings as music teachers. I've had so many conversations with other music teachers about staff meetings don't apply to me. There's so many things we talk about that have nothing to do with me. And so this episode and blog post are all about that. It's just a humorous blog podcast episode and blog post to help you get through those never-ending staff meetings. Episode 66 is juggling being a parent and a music teacher. So that's back kind of to the work and home life balance episode I mentioned, but this one's more specifically to the parents and how to really, first of all, realize that you can be a great parent and a great teacher and put those feelings of guilt to the side and know that you're doing a great job. Episode 67, how to transition from teaching classroom music to a private teaching business with Jessica Dutton. She is a former elementary music teacher who now runs her own private music studio where there is piano and every other instrument you can think of being taught in this private studio. So she also gives advice for teaching full-time and also teaching private lessons on the side as well. So this episode is definitely for you if you have an interest in transitioning out of teaching classroom, in the classroom to private teaching, or want to start private teaching on the side while still full-time teaching. Episode 68, why teaching music in year 3 is the best. This episode I feel like is important because some of you listening to this podcast are first year or second year teachers, and you know that hopefully you're feeling by the time you get to year 2, you're feeling a little bit better. But year one is stressful. It's overwhelming. You are figuring out everything as you go, and you would think you probably think you're the only one feeling the way you're feeling, and it's not true. Year three is the best year. You feel like you're a lot more confident. Stick with it because it does get easier. And maybe you're listening to this and you're in college right now. You're about to graduate or go into student teaching. I'm not trying to scare you by saying you're going to have a terrible first year, because that's not it at all. This episode is about sticking with it, like I said, in knowing that the more you are at the same school, the easier it gets, because you get more comfortable, the students get to know you better, and you are more aware of what you're teaching. And then also, I've been asked this question too. Yes, if you switch to a new school, it does sometimes feel like you're starting over again. So year three at any school is usually the best year, in my opinion. Episode 69 is with Amy Fitzner, and she talks also about using the ORF approach with singing games and body percussion. I love this episode because she is so knowledgeable about what she does. She's been teaching a long time, and different singing games you can use in your music classroom and body percussion activities, which I think both of these are great, because if you are listening to this and you don't have any instruments, one thing I've said a lot is your kids all have voices and bodies, and so you can still make music. And she goes into a lot of detail about that in this episode. Episode 70 was about four ways to celebrate Halloween in the music room. So hang on to this episode until Halloween, and maybe jot it down until you get to that time of year, and it gives you four activities to do during Halloween. Episode 71, this is with Ann Molesky. And she talks about how to be a more purposeful, sequential, and joyful music teacher. This is her catchphrase. This is what Ann Molesky talks about all the time on her own podcast, on her website. And she has such a heart for helping elementary music teachers to be as successful as you can be. So this really goes into that, how to plan, how to be more purposeful with your planning, how to teach with joy. And I love this episode so much. Episode 72 is with Elizabeth Caldwell, and it's restorative behavior management and equity in music education. This is an episode that I love because I love talking about those tough subjects. And what I mean by that is, this is, you know, it's the hard to have conversations that are sometimes uncomfortable, but she has a great way of breaking down how to really have relationships with your students the right way. Then, you know, not just saying, oh, that kid's a tough kid. Oh, he's messes up all the time, or his behavior's too bad. But how to really have relationships with those students, and making sure equity in the music music classroom is happening, where you feel like everybody in your music classroom feels included. So that episode is all about that. Episode 73, adaptive music education and technology adaptations for deaf and hard of hearing students with Kelly Surrett. This episode, so good. Oh my gosh. She's an adaptive music educator, and she loves helping kids learn music, whether there's a disability, whether they have been diagnosed with something. She does a great job of really talking about how every child can learn music no matter what. Episode 74 is about working with special learners in the music classroom with Bryson Tarbett. And I love this episode too, because he really goes into detail about his background with teaching students on the autism spectrum and how he really is able to help them in the music room to thrive and learn music, and how it does, once again, it doesn't matter if there's a disability or what a diagnosis is or what a child's IEP says, they can all learn music. Episode 75, how your background makes you the teacher you are today. Now, this episode, I get a little bit vulnerable with you guys and talk about my background a little bit from growing up and some hard things that happened in my life, but also my background not only as a person, but as a musician, and how it helped make me the teacher I am, and how your background can also do the same. Episode 76, this episode was recorded around Thanksgiving and talks about why I'm thankful for 3 years of the domestic musician, my blog, podcast, the resources I've created, being able to help so many different music teachers, and so what I'm thankful for. Episode 77, How to Turn Negative Parts of Teaching Music into Positive Ones with Tracy Stewart. Love this episode. She just, gosh, she's a breath of fresh air because it's so easy to get wrapped up into the negativity at your school because there's so many things that you can focus on being negative about, whether it's one student, one teacher, a lot of students, a lot of teachers, whatever it might be, your situation in your school. She even doesn't have a classroom, and she talks about how every day is not perfect, and it's not like she's never having a rough moment or rough day, but she gives some really good pointers in how you can stay positive as a music teacher, even if it's tough. Episode 78, Ways to Beat the Holiday Stress as a Music Teacher. So this is one that was recorded just a couple weeks ago, and maybe you, like I said, just got through the holidays and you're maybe felt some stress, or maybe you're still feeling the stress. This gives you ways to beat the holiday stress. And then episode 79, Responsive Classroom and Movement in the Music Room with Matthew Stensrud. And I love this too, this episode, because responsive classroom, like I mentioned in this episode, is usually a lot of times really aimed at the general classroom teachers, and all the trainings and books are about that. And I love how he breaks it down, how you can use the responsive classroom approach in the music room. But he also is really knowledgeable about creative movement and bringing folk dances into your music classroom, even if it's uncomfortable for you or something that's brand new. And he really does a great job about sharing what works in his classroom and how you can bring movement into your music room. So with that said, holy gajoli, that was a lot of episodes I just talked about, but I would love for you to share with me one or a couple or a few of your favorite podcast episodes from 2019. I love hearing from my listeners and connecting with music teachers. So let me know what a favorite episode of yours was. And I cannot wait to continue recording new episodes in 2020. There is a whole lot of new guests coming on in 2020. You do not want to miss some of the amazing interviews coming up soon. You guys have an amazing rest of your December, and I will be back soon. Thank you so much for listening in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I would love for you to review the show and leave a rating on iTunes. To find out more about how I can help you gain momentum in your elementary music teaching career, head to thedomesticmusician.com, where you'll find free downloads, courses, the blog, and so much more. Continue teaching music and never doubt the impact you're making each and every day in the lives of your students.